This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly, my friend?
Amen.
Kevin Flynn and Todd Mitchell in for Scott Hennin today, brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. Now, I got the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's their lowest, as a matter of fact, in 20 years. They got $99 an hour, two men in a truck. All you got to do is mention Scott's name. Just say, Scott told me to call the $99 an hour, two men in a truck. And think about moving. You want to do that? Really? And you can get two guys in a truck for $99.
I was going to say.
I'll be over here eating pizza. You guys get out.
You would be and that guy. Would you really share the pizza?
And not only the lowest move rate in the state, but best movers as well. Professionally trained, background checks, Action Movers. They are North Dakota's best moving company. At it since 1932, for crying out loud. Family-owned, veteran-owned. Call them, 701-566-5532, 701-566-5532. Mention Scott, take advantage of the offer. $99 an hour, two men in a truck. All you got to do is say, Scott, send me, as in Hennin. And Scott's back tomorrow, Todd and I hanging out. And Congressman Kelly Armstrong is on with us now. We know him. I know him.
Fantastic. Congressman, how you doing?
Hey, Kelly.
I'm actually pretty angry right now. So
I thought about that because...
What happened?
Well, apparently the Capitol Police Intelligence is conducting surveillance on our staff, our constituents, and our supporters.
I wanted to ask you about that because does this mean I go on some record? Let's say I go visit my daughter in Winchester, Virginia, and decide to pop over to D.C. to see if I can meet with you. And you and I meet, and all of a sudden I'm on some record? Why?
Well, here's the thing, Todd. What I can tell you for sure is in order to get in the building right now, you have to sign a book and show your ID. You don't have to do that to vote, I guess, but you have to do that to get in the Capitol.
And I
will be honest, and this is one of the things I think you guys know about me after knowing me for a while. I'm not hyperbolizing any of this because the story on its face is bad enough. So I don't know where any of this goes yet. The fact that they're collecting it is bad enough, but we're going to find out. And I'm not always good at something. I understand that. I used to say that, but this is like my wheelhouse, and I'm not letting this go. I'm pulling this thread as far as I can take it.
I guess they want a list for the next time that the building gets stormed, and then they've got a list to go to. But they're going to get pretty bored pretty quick, and the building doesn't get stormed. And then what are they going to do? Are they going to finally get bored and go, I guess we don't really need this?
Well, if it's righteous, why are they doing it in secret? If it's for security, why did they lie to me about it? And just generally, overall, conducting surveillance on U.S. citizens without probable cause or reasonable suspicion is never okay. It's just never okay.
Well, and Kelly, they're doing everything in secret. I'm sure you probably saw the story that Fox broke this morning about busloads of mostly adult male immigrants or migrants being taken on a bus over to the Harlingen Airport, and they go to Miami, go to anywhere they want to go, and
Fargo.
All done in the dark of night and all done in abandoned buildings and with buses that don't have labels on them. So seems to be pretty par for the course for this crew.
Yes, almost. The border has been so bad since the entire time that he's become in office that it's almost not a story anymore, and it should be a story every day. And
it is.
There's a lot of reasons you should care about it if you live in North Dakota. One is because that's where most of the fentanyl comes from. Two, because we have a broken immigration system, both for legal and illegal immigration, and we actually utilize legal immigration for custom combining, nursing, a lot of different things where we just don't have the ability here. And those programs are suffering as well because of this broken system. But first and foremost, I mean, just literally, I mean, if you cannot have a secure border, you have a real problem. And the fact that, I mean, Tony Gonzalez, who has the, he's a new member of Congress. He has the most most border on the southern border. And he took us down there. We visited the border, this is a year ago now, talked to a guy who's actually first station was in Grand Forks. So we hit it off really well. And those guys are dejected. It's actually hurting our northern border because we're diverting resources down there, which slows down trade. I mean, there's just really a lot of reasons why it's bad. But I think the number one reason is if you let people into your country in violation of the law and you don't have any consequences of them, this is not a criticism on anybody coming over. I mean, they're trying to make better their lives. They're doing all of that. And they basically have an open sign there. And so this is really about how we do this, secure this in a way that's actually meaningful. And we don't have to go very far back. It's the one thing, I mean, it's, President Trump was really right about this, and I think people are really starting to notice it now.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong here in What's in Your Mind at 701-258-0551, 800-228-0550. Somebody texted in, if we quit going along with Democrats and the overreach that they're trying to pull, et cetera, et cetera, what do you say to those folks?
Well, the amount of federal overreach that has been, you start with unconstitutional vaccine mandates, unconstitutional eviction moratoriums, an incredible attempt by the federal government to stop states like North Dakota from doing what we do best, which is producing oil and energy and food. The overreach and their view of what the federal government looks like is something that is like really not based in reality, but also really bad for North Dakota. So yeah, we do it every day. I think we've had 13 hearings on the Clean Futures Act, and it's almost like it gets almost mundane in your criticism because it's essentially the same criticism all the time. You can't get infrastructure in the ground because of federal permitting, which is just absolutely destructive to our economy as well as our energy production. And you just continue to keep hammering it because I think we talk about this a lot on your show, and I think people's frustration, because I know they're frustrated because I'm in the House, like, it really is majority rule, which is like that. I mean, that's what exists. So we don't get to call. We don't get to determine what hearings we're having in energy and commerce. So all we can do is make sure we're getting our message out and holding Democrats accountable, holding Democratic witnesses accountable, and doing everything we can to prepare when we win back in 2022.
Kel, back to the border for a second. The White House says it's actually complying with existing laws and connecting underage migrants with sponsor families. The administration says it continues to expel thousands of migrants while taking steps to address the crime and poverty that drive people from Central America to the U.S. Dan Patrick is the lieutenant governor in Texas. 20 seconds of what he had to say about this mess.
They let the cartels bring them in, and then they smuggle them into 49 other states. They don't tell anyone where they're going. They drop them off in the middle of the night. They're barring cameras from coming in to see where this particular group of young men went that should be held in Mexico. That's what they were. That's the situation they were in under the Trump administration.
Is this stoppable? I mean, can we do anything about this before 2024, Kelly?
Hopefully, the best way we can do something about it before 2024 is to get, and by the way, there are Texas Democrats that are really, really fighting with the Biden administration on this issue. This is an administrative function. It's a law enforcement function. That's where it exists. So it's hard to do it legislatively. But yeah, I mean, we can take it back. We can pass legislation. And I want to be perfectly clear. That's an excuse from the Biden administration. I used to do this, right? I was a federal public defender and well, we're the northern border. Every time you cross the border illegally, you commit a crime. If you do it the first time, it's a misdemeanor. But illegal reentry of a previously deported alien is a felony, and that's the actual name of the law in the statute. The problem is the Biden administration has given Customs and Border Patrol direction that if they don't have any other underlying crime, then they're not to be immediately deported. The reason that's important is because U.S. Customs and Border Patrol is not a housing agency. They have kind of turned into one with these tent camps and these things because of the mass migration at the border. But they only have three choices. They have arrest them and send them into custody, turn them over to social services if they're a minor, or let them go. Those are the only three choices they have. So if the administration is saying you can't hold them in custody because they don't have a more significant criminal record, they don't have a choice. And then there's some other functional things in this that are really problematic that we raised a lot in judiciary last Congress when I was on there. And that is that the way the law is situated, if you utilize all of your, they're only allowed to hold you for 45 days. But if you utilize all of your legal protections in that custody, you extend it past 45 days. So even under the Trump administration, you had these guys say, well, once they hired a lawyer, they let them go because they're like, I'm either going to have to let them go now or I'm going to have to let them go in 46 days. And we're overwhelmed, we're overburdened and all of that. So there are some real like functional legislative things that we could change that we just don't. And it's mind boggling, frustrating. We had the bill last Congress. We have the bill this Congress. We can't even get a hearing on it.
Wow. It's unbelievable. I don't know. Something's got to happen. Hopefully 2012, by November, we can spell it.
It's going to get flipped. Midterms, it's going to get flipped. That's going to be good.
And we'll pass that bill out of the House, but do we have 60 votes to overcome a filibuster in the Senate, right?
Right. All right, what's on your mind? We're on with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, state of North Dakota Congressman. We'll be right back. What's on your mind? Stay right there.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
To What's on Your Mind? Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell in for Scotty today. Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables. Two hot tubs, saunas, billiards, game room equipment. I mean, everything, of course, for your patio, your gazebo, endless pools as well. We talk about wellness lately, especially with the with all the, you know, the vid talk going on. And I'll tell you, time in a sauna or a hot tub, raise that internal temperature. You're really inducing a fever. And, you know, millennia ago, and they've known ever since, you have the ability to induce a fever. You can kill most bugs, and that's what sweating the toxins does in a Finley sauna or a hot spring spa. Give them a call or stop in. Offices in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks as well. Better above the water, below the water, and beyond the water, as Vince always says. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. That's the number 2.com. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.com. Or call them. Any questions, 844-200-7727. They do have some inventory, so they can get you set up right away. At Finleo, they've got the small two-person one, the regular one. Put that in your garage, T. Plug that right into the wall. Done.
There you go.
All over. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.com.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong here with us here. And, yes.
I was going to say, every time I think of spas, I think of riding a stationary bike my junior year in high school to make way for wrestling in a spa. I'll take the two-person one where I can't, where I could just go enjoy it instead of like trying to lose 6 pounds in 5 days because I wasn't smart enough not to eat that sub sandwich 7 days ago.
Wow, to make weight riding an exercise bike in a sauna, man, that is commitment, brother.
Wow, that's
we used to not be very smart how we cut weight. That sport has gotten so much better about how they do that. And it's good because it's the best. I mean, it's legitimately the best sport in the world because no matter how good your team is, they can't help you when you're out on the mat against somebody better than you. So it teaches you a lot about yourself. And we used to not be very smart about how we had to drop 6 pounds in 3 days because we liked eating bad food.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong here on What's in Your Mind. So apparently the U.S. southern border isn't the only border that needs a little bit of reinforcement. Canada's southern border with illegals coming through from Canada. Who's paying their way to get to Canada and then come down?
How does that work?
Yeah, well, some of that, too, deals with Canadian immigration things. I mean, like I said, I practiced criminal defense in Grand Forks for 4 or 5 years before I moved back to Dickinson, and we had a lot of illegal reentry cases, and they came across the northern border. I mean, obviously, it's not nearly as, as significant as what happens on the southern border, but it's also why people in North Dakota should care. I mean, if you have interdiction dogs, if you have any of those things, right now, a lot of those are being diverted to the southern border because of the overwhelming nature, which just by, I mean, you have a finite amount of resources in any organization if they're taking them from New York and Canada and putting them down there. And then the other issue, which is really just an emotional issue for anybody who lives on the northern border, you know, this craziness on the southern border has been going on nonstop, and through the whole COVID pandemic, the northern border was closed. And that's incredibly, it's detrimental to our North Dakota farmers and our North Dakota producers that rely on trade with our neighbors to the north. And really, really frustrating for people when they're like, hey, I can't haul my grain to Canada, or I can't, if I live in southern Saskatchewan or Manitoba, I can't come shop in Grand Forks, but you're just going to let a free-for-all happen on the southern border? We've heard a lot about it from both sides of the border, and rightfully so. People are angry. People are frustrated.
Quite the head scratcher, no doubt. Congressman Armstrong here, and what's on your mind? What about the Wisconsin decertification of the 2020 election? Do you see anybody else follow any other states following suit in that? What's your reaction to all that?
You know, I literally have been so occupied with the intelligence police that I just caught some of that. But listen, this is how this has to work, and we know this because we've seen HR1. We've seen the Democrats' federalization of elections. So we rely on states to go through this and do this and take care of it. And that's not a perfect answer for people who are really frustrated. But I'm telling you, as somebody who was the chair of the Judiciary Committee in North Dakota and chair of the Republican Party for 3 years in North Dakota, you want North Dakota in charge of North Dakota elections, and you do not want D.C. in charge of it. Because the problem is, we're not always in charge in D.C. North Dakotans are always in charge of North Dakota's elections under the current framework. No matter what side of the aisle you're on in D.C., that obviously in the House, it flips quite often. And the last thing you want is Democrats nationalizing plans for their election. No more voter ID anywhere in the country. Elections would not end on Election Day. We wouldn't have results in North Dakota until December 1st at the earliest. New York just passed a law to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. These are real problems. That you, and I mean this, and I'm serious, because I know how frustrated people have been over the last 2 years, and I understand it, and I recognize it, but you cannot let D.C. politicians be in charge of North Dakota elections, and I don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats.
All right, let's get a couple of calls in here. Denny, comments for Kelly Armstrong. Denny, go ahead.
Yes, Kelly, I got a couple of conspiracy cases for you. One involves the fraudulent electors from five states, which involves Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Boris Epstein, and Jana Ellis. Now, the other case is involving the Oath Keepers. 11 Oath Keepers have been charged with seditious conspiracy, and they have a pretty strong case against them, and like 93% of federal cases usually get a conviction. Have you seen any of the evidence, and do you think those are both valid cases?
I have not seen the evidence. They're DOJ cases, and they're moving through. The first one, there has been no charge. There's been the DOJ announcement of an investigation. The second one, listen, I'm the wrong guy. I'm just absolutely the wrong guy to make any single to make any single comment based on charges. I believe in the system. I believe that there's a different standard for charging than there is a different standard for conviction. I have personally been involved in federal cases where they're overcharged, so they get you to plead to lower things. But the answer is regardless of what side of your aisle you're on this, this is how it's supposed to work.
Well, there you go. All right, Kim's in Bismarck.
Charges are not, they're not litigated in Congress. They're litigated in courtrooms.
Gotcha. Tim on the illegal border crossings. Tim, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thank you for your service. I think you're doing a good job. Keep it up. It's too bad you guys in Washington, D.C. Had to wait until they were spying on you to start to get excited. I think that all the Republicans in Washington should be doing everything that they can do to get the protesters that are locked up from the protests in Washington, get them freed. But in addition to that, the Canadian border, did you hear about that guy that was smuggling people across the Canadian border, and a man and a woman and two children froze to death, and then they found another six wandering around, and they found a smuggler, and they put him in jail, and I heard on KFYR News night before last that they turned him loose with no bond. They took his passport away and something else, and they turned him loose. And people have died because of him. I don't get it. The other thing I heard on the news is that these illegals can get on planes, and they can use a copy of their arrest warrant for ID to get on a plane. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. We'll address that when we come back. Kelly, can you hang on a little bit? Another segment?
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. We'll be back. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is the number if you got a question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA bans what could be life-saving drugs in Florida. The Florida Department of Health said it was closing its monoclonal antibody treatment sites this week after the Food and Drug Administration restricted their use. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FDA's move and said 2,000 appointments were canceled on Tuesday alone.
The number of the people that seek this treatment are overwhelmingly people that have been vaccinated, but yet they're still infected, and many of them are high risk.
DeSantis said the decision to suspend the use of Regeneron and Eli Lilly monoclonal antibody treatments was made abruptly and without clinical data. After 7 years, a SpaceX rocket is on a collision course with the moon after hurling through space. The booster was originally launched from Florida in February 2015, but after completing a long burn of its engines and sending a satellite off, the rocket's second stage became derelict, and here we are. An impact should happen March 4th. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, and for Scott today. Brought to you by our friends at ABM, Advanced Business Methods, employee-owned company based right here in our region. That means your money stays in the community. And I tell you what, we use them here at ABM. Our printers, what I love about ABM is our printers always work. It doesn't matter if you're on the second floor, you want to print downstairs, vice versa, wherever. The printers always work here, and they're high-end computers, and they're print management software from ABM. You get the data, the analytics, they help you track the usage, all that. Tells you how much money you save on the jobs you print and who's printing what, so much more. You get to kind of keep a track on it. When you're watching the bottom line, that's so important. Get your printing expenses under control today with ABM, Advanced Business Methods, online at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Go online, find out more. Got their 50th anniversary, too, going on ABM. They're just fantastic. I see the crew in here all the time. Like I said, our stuff always works. We're on with Congressman Kelly Armstrong talking about the southern border and the spying of now staff members and constituents in Washington, D.C. I think I'm going to avoid that town like the plague, Kelly. I got to be honest. I was there once on January 6th a year ago. I don't think I'm ever going back. I don't have to.
Who called before the break? I just want to make clear. We don't know that they're spying on members of Congress.
Right.
To be quite honest, I mean, we assume that our entire lives are under scrutiny. What has me angry is that when you come to read your, when you come to visit your member of Congress, whether it's in support or whether it's in opposition, we know that they are collecting that surveillance on our staff and our constituents. And that is a really chilling problem. And so I just say, I mean, this isn't an issue about the members. And I think that's important. At least for me, it's really important. I assume somebody's spying on me at any given time anyway. So right. I'm not particularly worried about that. But if they are spying on you, if you're coming to visit me, or the caller, if he came to visit me, you end up on some list. And I don't know where that list is or who has it. I have a real problem with that. When he was talking about the case going across with, the van and
the family,
I think this, I had a case similar to that when I practiced criminal law in Grand Forks, and thankfully nobody died in my case, but this is a perfect example of how you know it's a dictate from the Biden administration. Because I'm telling you, in the entire time I practiced up there, and it wouldn't have mattered if it was U.S. Attorney Wrigley, U.S. Attorney Turden, or U.S. Attorney Byers, who have been our last three U.S. attorneys, none of those people would have been released pre-trial. So, and that's a Democrat U.S. attorney, that's a Republican U.S. attorney, and that's an interim U.S. attorney. So why are they being released? Because they're being told they have to.
Wow. Why would anyone tell them you have to release them? I mean, that's clearly breaking the law.
This goes, Well, this goes to the memos about the people they're willing to, the people that they're prioritizing. And that's what I was saying earlier. It's like that in and of itself is violating the law. You don't need enough. And listen, if there's two things that happen with release and detention pretrial. It's important to recognize there's no bond in federal court. So you have danger to the community and likelihood of appearance at trial. Now, tell me in a world where you don't have a real concern that an illegal immigrant or a human smuggler, if you let them go, they're just going to show up at trial because they're not going to. And we know this. The data supports that.
Oh, man. I say it again. You can't make it up. Tim, I hope that answered your question. Kelly, we have to stop this. And I could go to why do you think they're letting it happen? Are they trying to get a huge, bunch more voters to vote for them and we'll never win another election, et cetera? I always go to the why and the motivation, and it always comes back to follow the money. I think we know why. When do you think we'll ever, and near long term, where in the future are we going to be able to get some kind of handle on this? Are we going to have to wait till 2024?
We may, but I do think there's a real groundswell of people, and I don't mean necessarily politicians. Listen, there is this new woke version of what's going on, right? I mean, the releasing at the border is a unique federal problem, but you got a DA in Manhattan not going to prosecute robbery, armed robbery. I mean, there is some movement going on that makes no sense. But what I will tell you, which is important, is you've seen that. Listen, a Republican's never going to win the mayor of New York City. That's just the reality. But the guy who got elected was a pro-law enforcement Democrat. He actually had a pretty good, press conference yesterday.
Right.
We'll see what he ends up doing. Turns out, doesn't matter if you're Democrat, doesn't matter if you're Republican, doesn't matter if you're a minority, doesn't matter what. You want to live in a safe neighborhood. Who knew? There's going to be real backlash to this at the ground level because it doesn't make any sense.
Well, to answer your question, who knew? Who knew? Most of us knew.
Yeah. Well, and you're talking to a guy who is in favor of reasonable, realistic criminal justice reform and has advocated for those things my entire life. So I'm frustrated on the other end because this turns everything. Because there are so many people doing so many stupid things regarding criminal justice and safety of communities, it's hard to get traction on the things that actually would make a difference, would help with lowering crime rates over the long term, and also save taxpayers' money. And it's just because we have these stupid fights, we can't deal with the issues that we actually could get consensus on.
Amen to that. All right, let's go get one more question in. Dana's in Bismarck. Question for Kelly. Dana, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, Kelly. This isn't about the border thing or anything, but on these fertilizer prices for the farmers and all our input costs, to me, it's more just pure price gouging because they know they can do this. And I want to know if you're going to let them export our fertilizer to all these foreign countries and sell it to them at like $100, $200 a ton, and then we're supposed to pick up the spread with ours being $1,000 a ton because that's what they're doing. And
that's some import-export issues. And I have no doubt that there's some price gouging, but and this is one of the things that's important. The base to make anhydrous is natural gas, and the natural gas prices have gone up by 140% in the last 8 months, and futures work in a way that is really problematic. So the easiest way to bring fertilizer prices down right now would be to have a reasonable energy policy so the people making fertilizer can get natural gas at the prices they were getting it at a year ago.
Okay, why would the prices go up 140% in 8 months? Well, where is the consumption that caused this drive on this price?
The prices of natural gas have gone up that much in 8 months. And that's just true. Whenever you have bottlenecks in any kind of production, you have the potential for price manipulation. And I don't discount that, but I also know that one of the significant factors in why fertilizer prices have raised is because natural gas prices have gone up threefold.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan. Dana, what else?
I was going to ask you. I was on Todd's show at the cafe in the afternoon, laid out an idea how to change this system. would you be good enough to come on that show with me and hear it? So I have a representative that hears it. I've asked Kevin to do it on this show, but he has failed to return my call at any time. Will you do it, Kelly?
Well, I
met with you.
I met with you.
And
I do Todd's show every 2 weeks. I do a show in the afternoon. So I have a standing date with Todd Mitchell, and if you are a part of that, I'll absolutely be on it.
Thank you very much. I'll be there.
You bet, Dan. No problem. And are you talking about getting a hold of me, Kevin, or a different Kevin?
It'd be Todd Mitchell, Kelly Armstrong, and myself.
Okay, there you go. And I think Kelly said, sure, no problem. I've never heard you really say no to anything like that, so wide open for that.
If I don't structure these physically so I have dates on the calendar, you know how, I mean,
right.
We confuse progress with motion, but we're in motion a lot, so if I don't have them locked in, then it's hard. You know, then it's hard to get on in a reasonable way. So I just try and make it absolutely that we try and hold those dates as much as possible. You guys have always been great about if I have to move it a half hour earlier or 15 minutes. And so I do appreciate that.
Yeah, we figure it out. Anything else that's on your radar that we need to be worried about other than everybody being spied on now?
Listen, this is one of those things that I just think just shows an overall trend in, just disregard for the rule of law, disregard for the people who I work for. I think fundamentally in D.C., one of the biggest problems is people in leadership think you work for them. I don't. I work for the North Dakota people. And why anybody would be involved in who I'm hiring or who's visiting me is completely, completely beyond my recognition or reasonableness. So until I get some answers, I could walk and chew gum at the same time. We're going to work on all of those different issues, but I am going to be all over this.
Yeah, the swamp is real. Biden can be stopped, but it's just going to, it's going to take the process. And I think that's what's so frustrating for, lay folks like me. I sit back. I mean, I just want to have some sort of a superpower. I can go in and stop it right now. Stop it today. And then we'll figure out how to restructure things. But that's the frustration, is that we sit here with our hands tied. It's like the meme that's been going around. It's like watching a toddler wander around with a loaded weapon, and you're tied to a chair. You can't do anything.
Yeah. And that's true. And it is, trust me, as somebody who served in the majority in North Dakota for 6 years and then in the minority in DC for 3 years, I truly appreciate one, the North Dakota legislature more than Congress. And two, I like the majority better. But the other answer to that, even when you're frustrated when things are going badly, Congress was never, in particular the Senate, was never designed to work fast. And again, I say that as we just watched the Build Back Better bill fail in the Senate, not because of Republican votes, but because of Democratic votes. And so it's important to recognize that this pendulum switches faster than we all think. And it's really, really frustrating right now, but it would also be really frustrating the other way if they had their foot. I mean, they don't even have their foot in the accelerator and they're causing problems. Can you imagine if they could do everything they really wanted to do?
Yeah, right. Well, I'll tell Dana. So, Dana, if you want to get a hold of Kelly's office in Bismarck, the number is 701-354-6700. Call the office. Leave a message there. It's 220 East Rosser. Again, 701-354-6700 in Bismarck. He's got a Fargo office and a Washington, D.C. office number as well. Just reach out, set that up, and I know, as much as I know Kelly, that he'd be happy to be a part of hearing anything that might fix a problem that we're dealing with. Always a pleasure, my friend, and try and stay sane. Keep your head from exploding, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. That is Congressman Kelly Armstrong, North Dakota Congressman. And again, 701-354-6700, Dana is his number. I can't imagine how frustrating this whole thing is. I mean, the whole deal. It's just, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. The folks like Kelly do. I want to have superpowers. I can go stop it right now and end our frustrations. But that isn't the way the process and isn't the way the swamp works. So we got to stay with it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll wrap it up. More of Scott's conversation with Dr. Peter McCullough to close out the show coming up next. It is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Homemade, beautiful, from scratch, cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. PetSafe Ice Melt is $8.99, Balsa Blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, two for a buck. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Ooh, that smell. Pretty sure it's coming right out of Washington, D.C. in the swamp. Thanks to Congressman Kelly Armstrong for spending some time with us again. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs right now. They're all clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes, all models. If you've been looking for a great pre-owned, and right now, they're kind of tough to find. Schwann's has over 75 right now, inspected, ready to go. Okay, and of course, you get to buy from them, you get that free lifetime warranty on most vehicles, and some of the lowest financing rates around, period. And again, a lifetime of protection, no extra cost. If you haven't seen the new GMC Sierras, beautiful, the new GMC Hummer EVs, the pickup and the SUV, fantastic. And there's a lot of 0% money right now, 0% APR for very well-qualified buyers. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com or call them 701 214-6372. We're going to wrap up the show hearing more of the conversation that Scott had with Dr. Peter McCullough, who's kind of on the cutting edge of all the vaccine and the boosting and the double speak that surrounds all of it as we wrap up what's on your mind today. And Scott asked him about Omicron and how that's a game changer.
How has Omicron changed the game?
Omicron broke through natural immunity. Previously, once somebody had COVID, they didn't get it a second time. Now, large numbers of people are getting it a second time with Omicron. It's very mild. It can't invade the body like Delta and the prior versions of the virus. So it's like a mild common cold. And for those who have already had COVID, it can be almost imperceptibly mild. Vaccinated also, in my view, tend to have mild syndromes. And the unvaccinated and there's very few unvaccinated, not COVID recovered. There's very few truly susceptible people left in the United States. When they do occur, they can have a bit more severe symptoms. But the vast majority of patients in my practice, we handle with nasal and oral virucidal washes with dilute povidone iodine and dilute hydrogen peroxide, and then oral over-the-counter medications. We don't really need to use prescription medications. I've had occasional patients need some oral prescription medications, very occasional seniors who we use the sotrovimab, the GlaxoSmithKline monoclonal antibody. That's one antibody still remaining that covers Omicron. And I haven't, and very thankful in my clinical practice, haven't had anybody get sick enough to require the hospital. And the hospitals are not overloaded with patients at this point in time. It's basically like a large wave of a common cold moving through the population.
And we understand, for instance, where our listeners are, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, the upper Midwest area, that actually there's a larger percentage of hospitalizations that are due to the current strain of the flu, which is nasty, versus COVID. So that number's come down. The flu's nasty this year, right? And, you talk about younger population. I've continued to try and impart on our listeners, especially for youngsters, 10 times greater risk of dying of the flu than of dying of COVID. 2 years in, that's just basic, simple data. Is that still holding true?
That's true. I mean, the vulnerability in children with influenza, for instance, is those who have cystic fibrosis, and that's, a large population and genetic illness that involves the lungs, children with severe asthma, those who have a congenital heart or lung disease. And it can still happen. Influenza is very different than COVID. When people develop severe COVID with the prior strains, they actually die in the end of what's called adult respiratory distress syndrome, where there's inflammation in the lungs, but there's also blood clotting. And it's the only virus that we've ever seen that actually causes life-threatening blood clotting in the human body. With influenza, the complication is actually a secondary pneumonia, typically a staphylococcal pneumonia. So the illnesses are very different, and we need to respond to them. Both illnesses, by the way, we respond early with influenza. Very early on, we use Tamiflu, and there's another alternative to Tamiflu, and it works well if we use it very early. With COVID-19, I have a recent publication in the Medical Science Monitor with Fazio and colleagues from Italy, and we've shown the golden window of treatment for COVID-19 is the first 72 hours. It's clear. We must treat it at home early.
Chatting with Dr. Peter McCullough today on the program. Going to get to your questions in just a moment, and I have a lot of those. Speaking of Omicron, just before we finish on this, prior to the Omicron variant, and I want to ask you this. I've heard people in the medical community, I don't want to really sound they don't want to make a big deal out of this, but they will acknowledge that Omicron is actually a good thing. Obviously, there's not much to say good about a pandemic, but Omicron in the sense that it is very spreadable, yet lower hospitalizations, lower death rate, going to get us closer to herd immunity, something we've been searching for 2 years than anything else that's been there. Is it fair to call this a good thing, Omicron a good thing?
2 weeks ago, both Dr. Marty Makary from Johns Hopkins and myself, we were on national TV, two separate shows, but we came to the same conclusion that Omicron is almost like Mother Nature's booster because it gives immunity certainly against Omicron, and then it gives back immunity against Delta, and that's been shown in a paper by Kahn and colleagues. I'm looking at the current daily case in the United States, the epidemic curve, and we are clearly on the downslope of Omicron. You know, Omicron is about a six-week outbreak curve, and we're on the way down. Matter of fact, we are crashing down in terms of numbers of new cases per day. So, you know, the news cycle is so fast on this. People have asked me, you know, is another variant on the horizon? I said, we'll know in about 2 weeks.
Amazing. Prior to the Omicron, even hearing the term and the new variant, one of the medical community's marketing was hospitalizations and deaths are much more prevalent without the vaccine than with.
And on that note, we got to wrap up that part of it. But that interview, that conversation with Dr. Peter McCullough and Scott Hennon will be on our websites. AM1100theflag.com is one of them. That's where you'll find that. If you want to hear the whole thing, we got to go. Have a great
North day. Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.